If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. My name is Karina Gardner, and I'm what you would call a practical designer. If you're ready to create a life that you love, become an incredible force for good, and generate income while pursuing your dreams, this is the podcast for you. Welcome to Make and Design. I have this current obsession with wallpaper, and it started last year for the first time in probably 5 years. So I actually created wallpaper, designed wallpaper for a certain entity about 5 to 8 years ago. And I was selling wallpaper through that place. At the time, I had offices, not in my house, but in a warehouse space where we were running Mini Lou as well. And we were selling wallpaper. We were doing photo shoots with wallpaper. It was really incredibly fun. And I loved wallpaper back then. But I find that my obsession with wallpaper right now, it feels different. It feels really like I just want wallpaper all over my house. In fact, we will be sharing a backyard office project. I'm really excited for you guys to see it coming up, where we are wallpapering most of that inside of that office into different areas. And that has been really exciting for me because it means I get to design a lot of wallpaper. Some of you might have also seen that. So we own a rental property in Bear Lake, Utah. And that house I designed all of the wallpaper for, and I had such a good time doing it. One of the things that I find interesting this time around with the wallpaper is that I think I was relatively bold before, but this time I'm really into every kind of color there is out there. I like the pop that exists, you know, with a bright yellow, a bright pink, a bright blue, and I'm just finding myself being okay with experimenting a little. And I don't know if that is due to age. I don't know if it's this feeling of like, you know, wallpaper now is like a big fat sticker, right? And so you can peel it off and take it down. In fact, most of my wallpapers right now are being sold at Raspberry Creek. So if you wanted to purchase a swatch of my wallpaper, you can get it at raspberrycreek.com, I believe, is where it's at. And one of the things that I love about their wallpaper is they have a textured wallpaper, and you know, I can just peel off the back and put it directly on my wall. And so that has made it feel like I can live with this wallpaper for a few months, I can live with it for a few years, I can switch it out. And I think it's just made it feel like it's okay to get a little bold. I was watching these two women talking on Instagram the other day about how reality home shows have completely and totally taken away like the kind of the beauty of the individualized interior designer, you know, where you as an individual come into your home, you know, or designing your home, instead of making it just, you know, all white or all, you know, white with like some textures in it or whatever grays, whatever colors you choose, but like that, that you as an individual should bring in the colors and the fun that it, you know, would really make you smile as you lived in your home. And they were kind of laughing and talking about how reality shows have, for home makeovers, have really kind of ruined that because everybody feels like they have to kind of follow whatever trends are coming out. I mean, I don't totally disagree with them, but I also think that, you know, if you are someone who doesn't know what to put up in your home, then sometimes these are great ideas to help you go. One of the things that I sometimes talk to my designers about, well, there are a couple of things. The first is that scale is so different for wallpaper than fabric. It's also different from scrapbooking. All of these use seamless patterns, but every scale is very different because of the way they're used. And that's been a very interesting thing to see as people have been uploading wallpaper. The scale is so different that sometimes it's just easy to get it wrong because it feels different on a wall than it does, you know, on a piece of fabric. The second thing is that I think there is some hesitation towards really big, bright colors. Sometimes we feel like we should be only putting up muted grays or blues or maybe even navies because that feels safer. And I think, and you're definitely going to see this as I am working on some new projects, as I am opening up and creating some new wallpapers, I'm kind of like trying to be a little more fun. I'm trying to find things that excite me and make me really want to almost get that maximalist feeling from that space. Now, it doesn't mean I'm not going to be using a lot of navy and blue, because navy and blue for me, they are great soft colors. They help me relax, which very often when I'm working, I do need to relax to some degree. But right now, my office is very, very white. The current office I work in, if any of you are in Design Suite, those of you here in Design Suite, you know I have like a very white background right now, and that is going to change. I'm ready for a little bit of color in my life. So if you have been loving wallpaper like me, and I hope you have, I hope that you are either designing it or you're putting it up, because there are lots of ways to sell wallpaper right now. Do you guys know that? That's the coolest thing about all the new printer technology that is out there. You know, I know for a fact Spoonflower not only prints wallpaper, but they print wrapping paper. So there's some really cool ways to get your surface design work out there so that people can see it and use it. Now, of course, I want you to make sure that you're using scale correctly, you're doing all the right things you should be doing. And because of that, I actually do have a wallpaper, what are we calling it, a workshop coming up. It's like a 3-hour workshop where I'm going to be working with you on scale, talking about pattern usage and best ways to showcase your wallpaper. So that is going to be May 15th. And if you want to learn more about that, let me just find the link for you. If you go to designsuitecourses.com and you click on events and courses, you will see in there, it's called Design Your Own Wallpaper Workshop, and it's coming up May 15th. So it's a pretty great price. I believe it's only $97 for 3 hours, and then you get to, it's being held in a Facebook group, so you can just rewatch it. We'll just close down the Facebook group, so you'll still be in it, and you can rewatch all the information from it. But it should be really fun. I'm excited to talk about wallpaper. I'm super excited to be doing, I have like 3 or 4 very big projects coming up which involve wallpaper, which is so incredible. And last year, just all the wallpaper I got to do. I think I was softer and more conservative last year. I think you guys are going to see me get a little wilder. A really famous interior designer just recently used one of my yellow papers, which I was very surprised about. He ordered a huge thing of yellow paper from me with pink flowers and put it all over this room that he designed, and had like these pink accessories. It was incredible. And so I think that kind of opened my eyes to, even though I offer bright colors, to be like, you know what, I should be using bright colors in my own home and for my own projects. So you are going to be seeing me do that. You're going to see it on YouTube and on Instagram. It'll be really fun. All right, guys, I can't wait to see you at the Design Your Own Wallpaper Workshop. Once again, that's at designsuitecourses.com/design events, or you can just go to designsuitecourses.com and click on, events and courses, and you can kind of see all the upcoming things we have there. Did you know you have access to more free design content, die cut files, and sewing patterns? Join our exclusive VIP group for free by going to designsuitecourses.com/free.